Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Coming up next, the Sunday, May 3rd edition of the Michael Van Tool Show.
God speaks through time. God speaks through events. God speaks through our trials and errors, and he speaks with love. If we allow for peace and reverence, he speaks through our thoughts. God speaks and acts through prayer and worship. God speaks through praise. He speaks through actions of his own, the way he wants, when he wants, for our benefit. And he chooses those who may and works around those who don't, so that as time is fulfilled, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, with or without you. He has allowed the opportunity for you to respond. Have you ever heard him calling? So to those with ears, let them hear. God is speaking to you now. Good morning, Detroit. Thank you so much for waking up on the Michael Van Tool Show. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, LaToya. Good morning, co-host LaToya Sanders. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Michael. Good morning. Good morning, Detroit.
How is your Sunday morning already? Isn't it beautiful? The sun is out.
It's a beautiful day today, Michael. It's going wonderfully.
Yeah. All right, let's check in with the rest of the Sunday morning team. Henrietta Ivy, political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta. Are you there?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, LaToya. Good morning, Detroit.
Great. And how is your week, Henrietta?
Oh my God, it is absolutely amazing. It is. I can't ask for a better weekend. It's beautiful outside. The sun is shining. So what more can we ask for when we got this beautiful weather and God's eyes are open so brightly on us today?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, today it's lifestyle editor Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kim Davis, good morning. How are you this beautiful Sunday?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, morning show team. It is a beautiful Sunday. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
So tell us a little bit about what's coming up at 9:30 this morning.
Thank you for asking, Michael. We're going to be talking about a peaceful state of mind. How do we get that peaceful state of mind during quarantine?
This is so ready. We are so ready for this topic this morning. And you know how to pick them. This is right on time. So thanks, Kimberly. We're going to be talking to you in a few moments. And, of course, you know the Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the Law Office of Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Why do they call him that? Because he'll fight for you. He is a personal injury specialist. You can reach him at 248-567-9990. And Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, you can reach her at 855-783-3628. And what I understand, they are back open at Newcomb Auto Sales. They're ready. Regina is ready to take your car loan application. Also, Chapel Hill Funeral Home, where your family is our family. They're on Puritan. That number is 313-340-8883. And of course, Rolani's of Southfield, and I know they cannot wait to get back open at 10 miles just west of Lhasa. The news is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. Optimal IT Solutions can repair your desktop computer or your laptop computer for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. And, of course, TCBC. Tell us a little bit about TCBC, LaToya.
Yes, TCBC, Michael, let me tell you. They are located on the Dearborn-Detroit border. They are magnificent. They have everything that you need all in one place. Let me tell you, Michael, they offer a commercial kitchen, an in-house catering, a recording studio, a 225-seat sanctuary, and more. For their number, please call 313-508-0432. To secure your event today at TCBC. They are located at 8031 Tireman.
And LaToya, you know, the states are starting to open back up. Michigan is starting to open back up. And I don't think it would be a bad idea to start looking at your calendar. I mean, because I think some events might be able to start scheduling sometime, you know, within the next 6 to 12 months. I don't think that's out of the question. And I think this is a good time. Call TCBC, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. Yeah. And at
because
least
things
try
are
going to
start opening back up right around probably September, October. So if you have events coming up at that time, you better secure your spot now.
That's right. That number. What's that number again, LaToya?
Okay, for the Tireman Conference Center, it's 313-588-0432, 313-588-0432.
Great. You know, even during this health and financial emergency that we're going through right now, Franklin Wright is a strong force in helping the community help itself. For more than 139 years, it has been a cornerstone of strength in supporting individuals, families, and groups on the east side of Detroit and throughout the Tri-County area. Franklin Wright's values are based on the Settlement House concept of self-help for the continuous improvement and preservation of the family. The organization strives to achieve this through excellence in service and equality of treatment. Rooted in a geographical neighborhood district, the goal is to know and understand the neighborhood and to help develop its potential by providing aid in obtaining the services people need. President and CEO Monique Marks encourages you to donate or enroll in these programs. Call 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000, Franklin Wright Settlements. All right, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, we've got the latest news and weather for you. We'll be right back with the Michael Van Tool Show and the Sunday Morning Team.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Lhasa, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Lhasa. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is...
All right, thank you for joining us on a Sunday morning. In the news this morning, federal guidelines call for at least a 14-day drop in new deaths and cases for the coronavirus. No state completely passes even the president's own guidelines. Meanwhile, states begin to reopen their economies despite the daily increases in cases and deaths. 18 states have numbers going up. 15 remain the same. 17 states show some numbers dropping. Experts warn of a scenario where there's a larger virus wave this fall and winter, and smaller waves in 2020 and maybe beyond, from 18 months to 2 years, and up to 70% of the world's population may become infected before the crisis is over. A comprehensive federal plan that includes testing, monitoring, social distancing, treatment, and revamping or reconfiguration of workspaces and living spaces is needed. A more drastic approach is needed in order for the U.S. to get its coronavirus problem under control. Be careful during Zoom and other video conferencing. This new surge in high-tech video conferencing has exposed many challenges business people already learned. Your callers can see and hear more than you bargained for. Make sure your background is clear of debris and other questionable items. Make sure family members are out of sight or properly dressed. Make sure you are properly dressed and make sure your hair is properly combed. Be careful of your comments, sounds, and how you dress. There are many reports of conferencing failures thanks to social distancing guidelines and work-from-home orders. LaToya, bail me out with some good news, please.
Okay, let's piggyback a little bit on what you were just talking about. What do you mean, be careful of your family members? Are you saying that people are walking by the cameras dressing appropriately?
Yeah. Walking by, creating a distraction. And there are some companies, people have lost their jobs because of these video conferencing failures.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, sometimes it might be good for you to turn off your mic or for other people to have their mics off. There are a number of guidelines that are saying don't overuse video. You know, some people want to do video for everything. And then don't take up all the time. There are instances where 40 people are on the line and they all were encouraged to speak and only two people spoke and they took up all the time. So inviting too many people, be prepared. Sometimes people are unprepared. And, you know, I was on one the other day and it took 20 minutes for everybody to get on. And then, LaToya, if your conference starts at 9, don't call in at 9. Call in a little bit before. So, you know, so there are some things. You know, the actress, Tiffany Haddish, she made a mistake and took her phone to the bathroom with her, and which was not, did not work out because everybody saw her and heard her on, you know, on her way to the bathroom. So those are some of the problems that can happen. So give us some good,
I kind of had an experience like that, Michael. We were having a video conference call for my job, and I had my camera turned off, but I didn't have my microphone turned off. And so all of a sudden in the meeting, my boss goes, LaToya, are you cooking? I'm hearing pots and pans. And I go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I thought my microphone was muted. But what was actually happening is I was putting ice in a stainless steel cup so that I can have some cold water to drink. And I guess it must have sounded like I was cooking. So I was quite embarrassed by that. So my advice to people is when you're on.
The sounds are different. You know, you might hear one thing, but on the call, people are hearing something else.
Yeah, so the best thing to do if you're not speaking at the moment, always put your device on mute, and that'll mute out any sounds. So, Michael, let me tell you what's going on right here in the city of Detroit. We have an amazing lady who turned 106 years old this week. There were cars in a celebration procession, honking horns, waving, and wishing Miss Mother Moselle Williams a happy birthday after celebrating 106 years. This lady, Mother Moselle, was dressed to kill. She had on a princess crown. Her silver hair was laid to the side. It was just absolutely beautiful. She greeted her adoring fans in her religious home from Russell Street Baptist Church. The church is 104 years old, and Miss Moselle turned 106 years old. She looked just as regal as ever, and someone asked her, "Hey, Mother Moselle, how old are you today?" And she said, "Baby, I am 45 years old." So, still sharp and ever with a great sense of humor, she gives all the glory to God, and she is quoted as saying, "Love God with all of your heart, and you can live to be 106 years old because He is the reason that I am standing here today."
Sounded like missionary. Sounded like missionary.
I saw. I think I saw that picture. She did not look that old, did she, LaToya?
No, she did not.
No, she looked. She looked about 45, like she said.
She looked dang good. Amazing. Yeah, amazing. All right, weather?
Oh, Michael, let's talk about the weather. Today is a beautiful day. I mean, today is one of those days when you don't mind speaking about the weather. Today's high will reach 71 degrees, and we will be mostly sunny today. 71 degrees. Tomorrow, which is Monday, we will be partly sunny with a high of 57 degrees. And on Tuesday, we'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 53. And on Wednesday, we'll have another high of 57, partly sunny. So we've got some good weather coming, Michael.
Great, great. It's already started. I'm looking forward to getting out on the grill this afternoon. So I'm going to be out there. Henrietta, what's going on?
Good morning, Michael. Well, you know, this past weekend or this last week, we had protesters up at the Michigan Capitol, and they stormed the inside of the Capitol building with guns and Confederate flags and shouting matches with the state police officers. But
What was that all about? Why do you need to go up strapped with AK-47s, camouflage? What's that all about? Why do you need all that stuff? They act like they're going to war or something.
It's a form of intimidation and terrorism, as most of us are calling it, because you really do not need to be to have AK-47s to speak your peace. And you do not need to have nooses on your cars when you're out there protesting. Who are you trying to scare? What fear tactics are you trying to put in people to get your point across to open up the state? If you're going to have a peaceful rally, have a peaceful rally. But don't come up there with threats of intimidation and terrorism and shouting matches and trying to provoke the police officers so you'll have a reason to shoot. And I have to give it to the state capitol police officers because they played it so cool. Had they retaliated back with, you know, shouting matches or any, looked like they wanted to attack these protesters, these protesters were ready to shoot and kill for anybody who confronted them, although they were doing the confronting.
But and you know what, Henrietta, as we're talking about this, CNN is running a report right now from Lansing, Michigan, on the armed protesters that descended on the Capitol. That's ironic that we're covering, we're talking about it right now, but it's how embarrassing and how unnecessary this was. Now, you know,
very unnecessary.
If Kareem and Tyrone went up to Lansing,
absolutely.
No. They would be arrested getting out the car on their way to the Capitol building with a broomstick.
Yep. People of color. Yeah. You know people of color, of any color, black, Asian, Mexican, anybody of non-white could not have gotten away with those tactics or those antics at all, period, point blank.
There
would have
been
arrests. There would have been tear gas. Yeah. There would have probably even been murders.
Yeah, absolutely unnecessary, overkill. And I hope people see this. I hope some of their own friends and family questioned them when they got back home. You know, like, you know, Jethro, what was that all about? Why do you need to take an AK-47
exactly.
up there? You know, and then they go and wrap themselves in the American flag and all this stuff. And
Confederate flags.
It's almost a revolutionary act that they're doing there. I do not agree with what they did at all. Not at all.
I believe most of Michigan don't agree with that. Those that do agree with that, that's that small handful that supports that type of activity, and they're probably supporters of Trump. And not to, you know, again, not trying to say anything bad. I mean, what can't you say bad? Because everything that happens on that spectrum is unbelievable. But we have a governor who stood her ground. And I have to give shout out to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a.k.a. Big Gretch. Like she stated, she's not here to play games, and she made it real clear, I'm not here to play games. I'm here to save lives and livelihoods, and that's what she said. That's why she put that order in, to extend it, because she's got a whole team of smart people that sees these things on the horizon that can help prevent this virus from spreading. But then you got those folks on the lower end of the spectrum, and yes, I said lower end, because their education and knowledge and knowing nothing at all about how this works. They're using intimidation tactics. But I have to give her a shout out to the governor. She did not budge. They came to her house. They stood outside her house. She didn't budge. She could have asked for food, but she did not. She just made it be known, look, I'm the governor. This is my state, and I'm going to make sure my people and their livelihoods are protected. And that was her. That was the end of that conference. So they're going to be even madder because she has extended to stay until the 15th of May. And she feels like this, if I got extended to the end of May, then I will, because I'm saving lives. And it has worked. Our curve is coming down, but we're still getting new cases because people are not following the guidelines. So once everybody get on board with these guidelines, we can finally open our state back up and go back to living normal again. So that's
so
what the political end.
Henrietta, I have a question because I'm a little confused about that. I thought the order had been extended to May 28th, but I'm still hearing reports that it's until May 15th. Can you clarify that for me?
May 15th is the executive order that she did, but she extended the order for stay home to May 28th. So you have an executive order that comes down, I believe, from the federal government to have each state have a open up date. She has her open up date for the 15th of May, but she extended the stay home. So those people who need to still stay home, they can still stay home to help curb to flatten the curve on the virus. So if you're a person who goes back to work, if you're still not an essential, say, per se, an essential worker, like really, really needed to be out here, she has, I believe, that extended to the 28th is for those who still just, you know, want to stay home and play it safe. But the 15th is basically where the state will probably open up some more, or pretty much open up a little bit more than it is now. But the state, but you still have the option on the 28th. She's got a safe ground, like you have those that safety net. That if I have to push it to the 28th for everything, then I will. But the 28th is for all of us who still want to say, you know what? If I have a business, I ain't ready for people to come in there and contaminate it, so I'm a stay home. So she's really, you know, optioning that people to stay home if you don't have to be out here. Just stay home. If your job is allowing you to work from home, then work from home, because we're trying to really flatten this curve. We want to see less than 30 deaths a day. And when you get down to less than 30 deaths a day, then you're really doing good. Right now, we're still in the high hundreds. And we're getting cases each day, 30 and up each day. We're getting all these new cases still, which is still dangerous because these people are going to be congregating, and a lot of them are going to be asymptomatic. And so we have asymptomatic people congregating with people with the low immune system, and they don't know they have the virus. If they can contract it to other people, it's going to keep us in that high curve. So we're trying to flatten that.
And we all want to go back to work.
It sounds like we may not be ready on the 15th.
Exactly. A lot of people are still not going to be ready on the 15th. And this curve may not be flattened enough for us to open up fully by the 15th. So that is that's that reason you get the 28th. Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
All right, we're back. If we were experiencing some technical difficulties for the moment, if you get disconnected, just call right back in. We're having some technical issues right now. But if you get cut off, just call right back.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.